Blog Talk Radio.
OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Odie, The G Lou Show, hosted by G Lou, Flossie B, Hankster the Gangster, and the lovely Miss Queen Jean. Yes, sir. Let's take that ride, homie. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. OG Sundays, back to business. Big G Lou back with a vengeance. Cruising, rolling down the boulevard. I mean the boulevard, we coming way too hard. Big Floss in the gray lacrosse. G Hank in the lack with his wife in the back. I'm in the Benz, about to scoop up Gene. On the way to Block Talk, baby, talk to me. Got the keys to the city like Nip. Rest in peace to the king, we gon' keep this shit lit. 7 days a week, we stay smoky, but Sunday we listen to the Lowrider Odies. With the plaque in the back like snow, but between them a Cadillac, nigga, you know. Every Sunday we take that ride on the G Lou Show, my nigga, show you ride. Ride. It's the G Lou Show. OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Odies. Flossie B, G Lou, Hankster the Gangster, and the lovely Miss Queen Jean. OG. Yes, sir. Every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern. 914-803-4001. One. Come take that ride with us. We in traffic like days and graphics. Church.
Hold me.
반대로 기분 들어와 야.
Show world famous OG Sundays, fabulous lowrider oldies with G Lou, Queen Jean, Big Floss, Hanks the Gangster. Before we get started, let me give a shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group. Shout out to Jeff Kwan, the whole Kwan-glomerate. Also, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, After Six Cruise Mix every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio. Man. Also, shout out to DD Harrison, author, publisher, producer, extraordinaire. She got books circulating. Go check her out. Check out her books. She's a publisher as well. Yeah, yay. Yeah. Shout out to the GLUShow.com. That's the website associated with the show. Everything you need to know is there. Also, the GLU Show YouTube channel. Make sure you go tap in, subscribe, like. Got great content over there. After Hours Show tonight, after this show. Oldies Rule Forever Sundays, number one on Sunday nights, just like this one is. Right? With that being said, let me bring in the beautiful, incomparable Miss Queen Jean. She is in the building, y'all. Good evening, Queen.
Hey, hey, hey. Good evening. What a great way to start the show with that joint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get, you know, get the people in good spirits. Bring us in. How you doing tonight?
You got me up moving around.
Okay.
So that's how I'm doing. How you doing? Right
I'm
on.
Doing good.
How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
Good. Well, that's awesome. When we can do great, we do great, right?
That part. That part. Just interject that energy. That don't mean everything is great, but we're going to make it great and we're going to keep in good spirits. You know what I mean?
Look in the mirror and say, I am great, and it's going to be great.
That part. Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen. I want to give a shout-out. I just got through watching, what was that, Unsung on TV One. They had the Solar Records thing tonight. It was pretty good. I wanted to watch it because I wanted to learn some stuff I did not know, you know, but everyone knows about Solar Records, Dick Griffey, Sound of Los Angeles Recordings Records. You know, they just had a lot of, you know, they produce a lot of great people from that label and just a lot of history. So that was a pretty good pretty good look right there. TV One Unsung, Solar Records. If you guys haven't seen it, make sure you check it out. Just gave a small plug.
Oh, no. Okay, I haven't checked that out. I have to go see if they got a replay of it to check it out.
Yeah, it should be.
Indeed.
Street's been kind of quiet since power went off. Ooh, got football.
Man, I was thinking about that today. I said, you know, what do you watch now? It's just like when One Life to Live and All My Children went off the air. What do you watch now? You know, it's like for me.
Right.
And I'm sure others too, but for me, it's like, okay.
One Life to Live. Oh, my God. Stories. The good old stories. Whenever I was at my granny's house, what you be watching that?
Absolutely. You used to rush home from school because you know mama was going to have it on the black and white or the TV, that the old school TV. So, yeah. That's how I got hooked on them, from hanging out with moms, watching all of them. All my children, One Life to Live, General Hospital. And
General Hospital,
so,
too.
Yeah,
and
so
then,
you know,
that was
watching.
So powerful, right? But it used to be so powerful, it'd have you caught up in it. Like me, I wouldn't say I was one that was into the soaps, right? But you, once you see it so much, you get into it, and you know the character, you know the story. Next thing I know, I'm watching some of them, One Life to Live. All My Children was always classic. But even, you know, like, that stuff gets pretty serious, man, even to the people who don't
like
even think
Like Knots Landing, Dynasty. Those are good soaps too.
Yeah,
you know, so you do. Yeah, you just kind of get caught up in them. So we have soaps today. They just are called different things. You know what I'm saying? So we still have them. They're out there.
Right.
Right. We can call what we just said. We don't know what we're gonna watch because it's no longer on the air. Kind of a soap, but just with a different twist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah. But I was the same way earlier, like, wow, what do I watch now? So to be honest with you, I watch Family Feud a lot. I can just keep my channel on Family Feud or Fatal Attractions or anything to do with the crime shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a great job. He makes it very interesting. And he look at the people like that you really just get an answer and walk away. And, so he does a great job.
Hey, you know what was cool? Speaking on Family Feud, right? You know what I used to trip out on? I didn't notice it back in the day, but if you look back now, some of those old episodes of some of those channels, we show those old shows with the game show, Family Feud, that dude was a trip. Hey, dude, I forgot his name, though, but he was a cold dude. I don't know how he got away with all that. He used to kiss every female out there that came out there on the lips.
Yeah.
I said, this dude's cold. I don't care if they was married and all. Husband right there. He just be kissing them all.
Absolutely.
I said, how did he get away with that back in the day? They was happy to kiss him, too.
He got, they would be excited. Yeah, that was the Richard Dawson. Absolutely. If you pay attention to a lot of things now, you can just be like, wow, you know. You get a lot of deja vus as well. TV
right.
can be quite interesting. You know, my dad always calls it the idiot box. Don't watch too much
right.
of that idiot box. But, you know, it's entertaining, you know. Even the stuff that's going on now is a little bit more off the grid. But with the basketball player and what he's facing, it's just like, wow. I mean, it's like people got to be careful. Y'all just got to be careful out there. You got some money, be careful. Just be careful with what you're doing because they'll snatch that away from you and your family and take everything that you own that helps you make that bread. Just from your truth, from you living your own truth. And I think that's some cold crap right there. Like, and then you have your own players going against you as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, people really come out to show you who they are when they're trying to save their own bag, period.
Right.
So, I know that's off the grid, but it was just on me.
I feel you. Right. Let me bring in Hank to the gangster. Just pulled up. G. Hank, what it do?
Man, what's cracking with it, G Lo? What's the deal, baby?
It's all love, love one. Happy Sunday, brother.
Man, happy Sunday to you too, man. Happy Sunday to Queen Jean, man. I hear you over there getting it all off your chest.
Happy Sunday, big bro. How are you and the family?
I'm doing good, Queen, man. We all good, man. We got everybody doing good, man. My mother-in-law in the hospital, but she's coming home tomorrow, so everything is gravy. God is good.
God is good.
Yes.
God is
prayers
good.
Up to
happy birthday to your beautiful
yes,
daughter too.
To
I seen that too.
Huh?
The happy birthday,
to
belated birthday
daughter.
To your daughter too. Yeah.
Cool daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter, man.
Your daughter. Didn't you
didn't
put up a picture of your daughter for her birthday?
On the 2nd, well, November the 2nd, yeah. Yeah, November the 2nd, yeah.
It was
yeah.
just the 6th,
uh-huh.
Like, we ain't seen you since last week.
Come
so
on,
we
man, my bad, man.
Birthday,
God damn,
man.
My bad. We didn't do all that, man. My bad, but I appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all, man. Hey, my daughter, she turned 43, too, man. Ain't that something? 43
years old. Damn, boy, you had a baby. You was 10 years old, I Hank. Boy, you was real. You was a cold boy.
Damn near, man. 14, 15, man. For real.
Wow.
For real, man.
And all,
so I've been through it.
And all
I've
they,
been through it, man. My babysitter fucked me up, but I've been through it, man. It all worked out for the good.
Gangster.
Yes, sir. That poor.
I love it, man. Hey,
me too.
Before
man.
We continue,
hey, Raiders
man, around
my heart,
even talk about
the
so I don't even bring them
that
up, man.
Don't
even go there, man. They made me so bad today. They made me so bad today, bro. I'm like, man, come on, man. 17-point lead.
That was ridiculous, man.
Jacksonville.
But that's coaching. That's the coaching staff, man. They,
that was.
It ain't no way.
Yeah.
It ain't no way. Listen to me. It ain't no way you can have a receiver on your team like Devontae Smith, man, and don't get him the ball like the Rams do Cooper Kupp. Just like they do that nigga. Get them motherfucker the ball, man. And they can't do it. And I don't know what the fuck is going on, man. But you got to get rid of that. You got to break that shit up. Get rid of them coach. That coaching staff is garbage.
Yeah, I don't like that. I was really blaming Carr at first, but it is really a lot of the coaching, though. He made a lot of bad calls today, man. You know what I mean? That I didn't like, you know. So, yeah, I think it is a coaching issue, too.
It's the coaching staff, man. It's the coach. And it's just y'all, you seeing it, but I've been seeing it since the beginning, man. I'm like, what kind of shit? What are they running? And they can't, you know what I mean? If you got somebody who you showcasing, you're supposed to showcase your receiver. How are you going to showcase your receiver? You threw the ball to him 3 times, 4 times. Come on, man. That's some bullshit, man. So they got to get rid of him. They got to get rid of him.
Yeah, he ain't the one. Yeah.
No.
Well, boy, that was terrible. Nothing. Hey, man, this season is just done, bro.
It's really a wrap.
It is, man. But let me go to the phone line. We got a caller waiting for us once to come on to speak. Caller, 314, you're live on the air.
I was going to talk about this thing about anti-Semite and how the news media, if it's okay with you, and how the news media totally took this thing. It's been that way for a while. And what Mr. Irvin said, Mr. West said, was nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. Now, was it totally accurate? No, but they got a right to speak their mind.
Right.
A Semite is a language group. That's all it is. It's a language group.
Right.
It's Berber.
Absolutely.
Could shit it with a K, not the C, because the Ham story is not true. Kemetic. Arabic. Arabic is the only African language that's not on the continent. Those languages up there in Afro-Asiatic language up in that part of the world. It was no landmass called Israel, because you can look at ancient maps. Ptolemy drew a map of the known world. Matter of fact, his map had a dome over it, because nobody knew anything beyond the horizon. They thought if you went beyond the horizon, what did they think would happen? You fall off the edge of the earth. So, and this is a point, too. Where is the blacks that's supposed to be out defending these individuals? They're not supposed to be fighting these battles themselves. They got a job to do. Blacks should be marching into those stadiums, marching on that basketball floor, 1,000 strong, with signs saying, leave Irvin the hell alone.
Somebody should be boycotting for him. Floyd Mayweather did so today.
People are a little scared these days, I think.
They are scared
they are.
And unfortunately ignorant.
Yeah.
You don't leave your
least.
That's the thing about blacks. I'm saying this. I'm saying it because I think I can. They're the only people that I know of, not saying that there aren't others, that would leave their leaders, what they conceive their leaders, to be out and get roasted. At some point in time, you got to stand forward and say, hell no, we're not doing it. You got this man, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, the same organization back in 1995, who was led by Abraham Foxman, who contacted black preachers and said, don't let your congregation go to the Million Man March under Louis Farrakhan. Is that not racist? Same organization. You should be fighting these people. Whenever they do something to yours, you got to go back and attack theirs. Look at this dumb Goodwill, supposed to be collecting clothes and items that people have excess of and no longer want, and preparing them where unfortunate and low-income people can come in and buy. And they say they're going to take Kanye's shoes, and they're not going to sell them in the stores. Well, people need to be on their case first thing tomorrow morning and say, look, I gave you my surplus, and if you think that you cannot sell Kanye stuff, then my stuff ain't good enough to be sold at your store neither. I'm coming and getting them.
Hey, but check this out. This is just a question, right? How about if people, I think it's a little mixture of people, a little scared, a little scary, but second of all, it's a lot of people, not confused, but probably on the fence with all the way believe, like they don't believe in what they're doing to Kanye and Kyrie, but they may not agree with them as well all the way. So they may be on the fence. What do you think about that?
Well, they're on the fence. Well, you got your Jesse Jackson and your Al Sharpton. They about the two biggest prostitutes I've known for a long time. Quite natural. They're going to be on the fence because they collect. See, it all gets down to this. They consider themselves, they self-assigned gatekeepers of blacks in America. Al Sharpton, you don't represent my family. Jesse Jackson, you don't neither.
And Kanye and Kyrie don't either, though.
No, they don't. But they young people who's
people
out there,
feel.
They out they there do. Participating in capitalism and doing very well. Leave them alone. They should be like Mike. Didn't Mike say that Republicans were Haynes also? Until you get to the point where you can control markets, like the Asians took the garment industries from the Jews in New York, snatched it from them. Like the Asians had took the ammonia and fertilizer manufacturer in the world away from companies like the Koch brothers and Donaldson down in Louisiana. Until you get like that, then you're going to have to be cool how you do things. Can they be defeated that way economically? Yes, they can. Nigeria done it. So anyway, I just get kind of disturbed when I see you got a people that love to go back to square one like we're playing Monopoly or something. These arguments that they're putting out there was defeated back in the 70s when you had some strong scholars. And also groups like the like ASCAP, Association for the Study of African American Civilization, Ancient Civilization. They went up against them and beat them in these arguments. So, no, what Kanye West said, every time thing I've heard him saying, what this thing here about Irvin reading a book, he didn't write the book, he read the book. And his statements alone that he had a right to say it. And to say he's supposed to give the ADL $500,000, I wouldn't give him a dime.
Took his deals away from him. It's just like, wow. That's why I said they have to be careful. They know who they're dealing with in the industry, period. They know who they're dealing with, and they see what's happening. It's right there in your face. You got to be careful with the wordplay. If
you
don't
right.
want to have this against you.
You are right, but here's the thing. If black folks care so much about these people, and I ain't saying all do, but there's supposed to be such a large number that follow BLM. Why aren't you out there complaining about this? They're attacking one of your own. Why? Anyway.
A lot of them are afraid. They don't want to lose what they got.
What they going to lose?
You know, it's all about
What are you gonna lose? If unemployment is so high, you mean you ain't got a job? What are you gonna lose? Your education is so bad, following these one particular party, you know, it's okay. You got rap songs trying to get people to go out and vote. But the sad thing is you don't have rap songs telling people how to go and investigate and research those items that's going to be on the ballot and the people that's going to be running. Don't let these idiots tell you to go vote straight one ticket. That's crazy. What have that got you? Just look around. You don't even have to stand on your tiptoes. You can stand flat-footed and look around. I'll let you guys get back to your show. I'm sorry for disturbing you.
Hey, thank you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you for your
input. We are familiar with your voice.
Appreciate your opinion.
We're going to call him the professor. He calls in on Wednesdays as well, you know.
And he'd be having valid points.
But you know what? I respect every time he calls in his opinion. But it's almost like he has some type of alert system. As soon as we mentioned something about that, it was like as soon as you mentioned Kyrie Irving or something like that, that's when he called in. Whenever it's like that alarm go off or something, man.
Yeah, when something controversy that's happening.
Which is good, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing, though. So,
shout out to the caller. But you know, we're not going to get too political and all that. You know, we talk about it, but it's good because this is Progressive Urban Talk Radio as well. So we're going to talk about the issues at hand. It's definitely a good thing.
It's not going to make a whole 2 hours about it.
Yeah,
no,
that's all.
And freedom.
We are freedom. Welcome to people's opinion. Go ahead, Hank.
And everybody, you got freedom of speech, man. That's what it's all about. But now on the in that NBA, man, they sign contracts and some shit they can't do.
Yeah,
they can't ride motorcycles. They can't. There's a lot of shit they sign up under that contract where they can't do shit.
That's why I didn't say on that, and I don't really say nothing because all like people are saying is right. People shouldn't all they even like Queen said come for them. But at the end of the day, we know the ins and outs. Like you say, some of these people that sign contracts and deals, when you do these things with people, it's a lot of stuff in them contracts you can and can't do. So people are just going to exercise their rights when they feel, you know, you violate that shit because they're under corporations and sponsors, and it's a lot of all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really personal all the time. You know what I mean? But the players and people know that shit because they sign up for that. You know,
when
so no one's going to feel sorry for them all the time because you are millionaires. You've changed your life. So you just got to be, and not saying again what you're doing wrong, but you got to know a way about how to do it so you don't fuck up that bag.
And
you still
sign that contract.
And then when you do step over, whatever it is, you got to accept that. And go ahead and, you know, do whatever it is you got to do. But everybody ain't going to be in agreement with it. You know what I mean? So it is what it is, man. I respect Kyrie for saying what he said. You dig what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with it. Just like I respect LeBron for saying what he said about what Kyrie said.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
So it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
But it's just all, at the end of the day,
everybody
that's why we have
their
free
own
speech.
Truth.
And we should be able to all speak about it. Everybody don't got to agree with everything, but it just has to be we can talk and talk about it, you know. And that's the only way we're going to find solutions because that's the problem. When somebody say something, everybody, like scratching their teeth, like, I can't believe you said that. But if more stuff gets talked about openly and we understand each other a little bit more, we won't be so much like that. And we can just agree to disagree. But it don't have to be nothing controversial and all that extra. You feel me?
It becomes more of an understanding rather than a solution, because if there was a solution, it would be no conversation. So it becomes more of understanding and respecting others' truth. Because the solution, that's what it becomes when we just stop listening to pay attention to everybody's opinion. You know, because I learned something from everybody's opinion. Every time I hear someone's different opinion, I learn something that, I can dig it, you know.
That's what it's about, learning.
So, you know,
y'all got to keep learning. You know, that's how we
got
to learn.
If you don't keep learning, man, you might as well be dead because you got to keep on living and learn, man. You might
bury
as well
your
be
head
dead
in the sand.
That part.
Exactly.
That part right there, sis. That's what you might as well
got to learn. Move with the times. If we didn't learn and keep learning, we'd be stuck still in a different
in
century.
Sixth grade. In the sixth grade. Oh, yeah. Niggas still be in the sixth grade.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like you got to learn, and we learn as we get older, too, that we don't like all the new shit. Like, we don't like a lot of new shit going on today, but you accept it and respect it. Man. And know that's what it is. We could agree to disagree.
It's part
the shit
of
gonna
it,
keep,
you know.
The world going to keep moving, though. Yeah, it is. It is what it is.
Man.
Yeah. If I don't get down with your function, I ain't going to be around your function. That's how I'm going to save me. And we don't have to go there with each other or none of that. I stay away from things that I don't function with, that I don't function well with. Conversations, people, whatever, and that way we cool, you know.
Right. That's how you do it.
If
that's
it ain't your function, don't get involved in the junction. Stay away from it. You know what I'm saying? Keep yourself away from things that are not conducive to you.
There you go. And then when the motherfucker say, "Hey man, let's talk about it," you're like, "No, let's just leave it like it is, man. Let's keep it the way it is." Because I like it like this.
Yeah,
this is good for me.
Walk away and leave it like it is. Because
leave it like
now, but if you want to talk about it, and I'm telling you, I don't want to talk about it. You're looking for something. You're looking for something that's not going to end right. You're looking for something that's just not going to end right. You know what I'm saying? If I say I don't want to talk about it, then let me step. Let me go my way. Leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? Because I say no, and you keep trying to push yes. It's going to be a boiling point. It's going to go terribly. It's going to go in a whole different direction. So if I say, no, I'm cool, let me be cool. Ain't nothing. Let me be cool. It's for me. You know, and that's just the way the world is.
Queen
People
G,
make the
Queen
world go around. Play that joint, G. Lou. Stylist.
Queen
G.
Queen G on one tonight, cuz. Play her joint for us. Queen G on one tonight. Play her joint for us.
And look, those are my announcements.
Let Queen live tonight, nigga. Let Queen live tonight.
I'm done.
I like that shit. I seen it. I ain't seen this side of you. I like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Hank. If I don't have nothing to say, I don't say nothing. But when I got something to say, I'm going to say it loud, you know.
I got you, sis.
All right.
Yeah. Let's take a ride,
traffic, like Flossie said, let's take a ride. OG Sunday.
Yeah.
At OG Sunday's Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies, G. Lou. Big Gangster, Gangster Queen Jean is here. We got a caller. Let me go to the phone lines. 562, hello.
Hey, family.
Hey.
Hey, family.
Hey, yeah, you got that new number. You got that new number. You be throwing me off. You know what I'm saying? I'm used to that
you
other
like
number.
Yeah. Oh. Hi, family.
What's
hi,
hey, Queen.
Slow.
How you doing, Queen?
Just resting, getting some rest. Great. Ooh, so deserving of it. Yes. Baby, what we don't need you to do is get on here yawning and talking about, see, we don't need that shit. We need you to pump it up. Pep this motherfucker up. We need you to pep it up. Come on now. We don't need that. Yawning
baby.
And sleep on it. Yeah.
Okay. So, G. Lou, I want to dedicate a record to Hank.
Okay.
The OJs, Let Me Make Love to You.
Oh, shit is going down, G. Lou. I'm going to see you tomorrow, G. Lou. G. Lou, I'll holler at you next week.
Hey, man.
Next week, G. Lou, holler at you next week.
Don't look. Queen, tell him, don't be fooled by that yarn, right?
I'm gonna go knock
all the yarn out of her motherfucking ass right now.
I love you guys.
We
love you
back.
Too, Queen. Blessings to your
right.
mom.
Oh, and thank you. Thank you. I just came from seeing her. She's okay.
Right.
We got you.
Thank you guys.
So,
thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome. I'm gonna play that for you next.
Mm-hmm.
I said I'm gonna play that for you next. After this
All
song.
Right. I love you, baby, All right. Hank.
I love you too, baby. I'll see you in a minute.
All right.
All
right. Good night, you guys.
All right.
Good night. That's my baby, man.
Oh, Sunday. They get freaky. This Hanks and the Gangsta, them they be taking it there. Hold on, let me take one more caller.
And we 75 years old, nigga. We about 70,000 years old.
That boy, Hank, boy, cold cat. Hey, caller, hello.
Hey, how y'all living out there?
Hey, right, what up, man?
Hey, Maniac.
Maniac.
Not much. I'm laughing at what you're talking about.
Thank you, cool.
Yes, sir.
Got the Norman crew
Man,
on here turning up. They need their own show. They need their own show, reality show or something.
I know.
Yes,
I've been telling you that, Hank.
Play I it. Know it. We've been on it, cuz.
How you doing,
What's
DJ Maniac?
What's up,
I'm
Maniac?
Good. Nothing much. I'm chilling. Chilling, how y'all doing
up?
Out there?
Living,
good, man.
Yeah. Good. I can dig
what
it.
What you got going on?
Nothing much. Just waiting to clock in.
Okay.
Okay.
What you trying to hear tonight? What you want to hear?
Yeah.
Well, oh, man. I've been listening to Cameo for so long.
Oh.
I do want to hear.
Okay,
I do want to hear back
what
and forth.
Say less, because look, Maniac, we on the same frequency and page, I think, because of that new beat you sent me with that. I've been on that Cameo all day because I've been writing to that. So my playlist consists about 30% Cameo. So say less. I got that for you coming up.
They the truth.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Say less. DJ Maniac.
Before we
y'all.
Go into a song, much love, DJ Maniac. Hey, congratulations to you guys, Hank, on Jesus Is Real, have made number one.
Come on, man.
Well,
come
hey.
On, man. We in front of all
down.
Of them. We in front of DJ Khaled, Rihanna, Kanye. We in front of all the niggas. Yeah.
Made number one. Congratulations on that. For real.
Hey,
thank
good.
You, King.
Good.
Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all.
Jesus is real, y'all. I'm
That's
sure
what he is,
nigga.
We could have did it.
Yeah.
We could have did it ourselves. That's right. Jesus is real.
That part. Thanks to the gangster. Congratulations once again. The G. Lou Show, OG Sunday, Fabulous Low Rider, Oldies, DJ Maniac in the building. Shout out to Lisa. And this right here, I think, is going out to the Queen. We're going to go. I got another call. I'm going to go to you right after this. Let me do this for the Queen right quick. We'll be right back in a flash, Jack. The G. Lou Show, where they doing it at?
Where the G's is doing it at?
DJ Maniac.
In the back. We back.
Hey, Jack.
Cashman didn't get my check today. Oh, why? Because they want more pay. Buses on strike, wanna raise and pay.
We are here. Hey, we got a caller. Caller, hello.
Caller. Good evening. This is Thurston Howell III calling. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good evening, sir.
Man, I want to say I was listening a half hour ago, and I got a three-way call came through. It was a welfare check. My phone is down, and they called me on the house phone. Two cats that I've been knowing for 40 years talk about where you at. I ain't checked in. They didn't know where I was. My phone is down. So, and I found myself in a 30-minute conversation. So I missed damn near half hour of the show. Can y'all, like, tell me what I missed? Because I hope I didn't miss one of my favorite oldies. And, you know, what's the topic, man? What's going on tonight?
Well, I'll let Queen fill you in.
Oh, we just kind of touched on the stuff that's going on with the basketball player and Kanye West and what happened with them and what's happening with them. We just touched on that. Basically, that was it for about maybe 15 or 20 minutes, but I don't think you missed your favorite oldie song.
Okay,
because so
I caught the
there.
Part. I was listening when we were talking about the Solar stuff. I caught
what'd
that.
What you think
part.
About that? What did you think about the Solar edition? What was your take on it?
I actually lived it, man. I was around Climax when all of that shit happened, so it was a trip. But what I thought was kind of fascinating was, I always thought that Dick Griffey would have been a stand-up guy and paid everybody, because I know Leon got paid. Because it's hard to gang a producer, because once that paperwork gets signed, you can get your publishing, not unless you just sign it over to him. I believe he paid Leon. I can't believe that he would gank the Whispers. I was kind of disappointed in that aspect of it. That kind of like threw me for a loop. But Dick Griffey had money, man. He really had money. And what really tripped me out about it as well was how the transition from him to Babyface, and then from Babyface to Death Row, because they ended up getting that building after all of that, and it was history in that building, man. So I believe that he just took the money and did a Berry Gordy. Fuck it, I'm going to cash out right now, you know, and call it a day. He basically did a Berry Gordy. But, man, he did make a hell of a body of music, man. I mean, his name is going to go down. I felt bad when his daughter was like, he watching the awards and he's old, and now they didn't even mention him. Man, that's like Hankster, man, going up to USC for an alumni event, and they don't mention number 83. You feel me?
Right.
That would, yeah. That shit would be fucked up, man. It's yeah. not cool. It's not yeah. cool at all. So I do understand how he could have felt in front of his daughter, because my daughter kind of gave me that feeling. Back in the day when Quick was all on TV every day, my daughter said, well, Daddy, how come you're not there? And what the fuck could I tell her? Feel me?
Right.
So I understood, man, how he felt. Solar did a lot, man. I don't know why they would not even mention a man's name. It's so fucked up that they won't even mention your name. Nobody want to give you no kind of credit or clout or nothing. That's scandalous. That is really scandalous, man. Thank God for shows like Unsung to really tell the real, for real. Thank God for shows like G-Lou, you know, because if it wasn't for y'all, man, a lot of people wouldn't be getting no airplay, no interviews, no nothing. And I got to take pride in that as far as myself, too. Thank God that I'm able to talk to a lot of these people, because
yes,
his
sir.
Wife, I interviewed his wife. Carrie Lucas, I interviewed her, and I interviewed Tony Terry as well. So, man, and the Whispers. So it's like, and Howard Hewitt. And Howard Hewitt. So, man, if it wasn't for people like us to really get it back out there, a lot of people would go unnoticed. But I ain't going to let number 83 die, because I didn't watch your films. I didn't watch your films. You had some hands. You had some wheels. You wasn't no joke, man. You wasn't no joke, dude. You wasn't no joke.
Hey, I want to say, man, thank you, man, first of all, man, for keeping doing what you're doing, man. You and G. Lou, y'all keeping that, the oldies and all that, you know, that the old school together, man. And I want to say this, man. I'm not really up on what y'all talking about because I ain't really in the loop. But I want to say this, man. I remember all my records had Solar, Biggest Day on them, man. You couldn't buy a record that had Solar on that motherfucker. It was Biggest Day, you know what I mean, on that album or on that 45 or whatever the fuck it was you bought. That motherfucker had Solar Records on it, man. Yes, sir.
Indeed it did. And I remember sneaking into the concert. Exactly. The Sound of Los Angeles Records. That's what Solar stood for. I remember sneaking into the concert at the Greek Theater because they had a tour with everybody that was on that show. Salomar, Whispers, all of them. Dynasty. And we snuck in that bad boy that night. Both free. And I had a ball. I had a ball. So, yes, man, they did a lot, man. They did a lot for music. They did a lot for the industry. Up. And what really made me respect Dick Griffey was when he said, if I'm assigned you, I had to find something good about you. I'm not just going to drop you after one album because then why did I sign you? So he did stay down for his artists because, remember, it might take an album or two for you to really get it together. And at least he did give them that much love. A lot of artists, a lot of labels would not do that today. If you don't sell off the bat, your ass is out of there. For real. You miss a pass in the Super Bowl, your ass is out of there. For real. You finna get cut next year. You gone. And look, they ain't gonna tell you back when
they're going to be like, well, the fuck we signed you for? You dropping the pad. We signed somebody that catch the motherfucker in the end zone. You dropped the motherfucker. We signed somebody that'll catch it.
And somebody did that in the Super Bowl. I forgot.
Hey, what's
who
up
was.
With your Rams, Hank?
Okay.
Man, they acting like some weirdos.
Y'all let Brady get on y'all today.
Man, they acting like weird. They did the
y'all
same thing exactly the same shit the Raiders did. Exactly.
Y'all rejuvenated Brady today. Y'all rejuvenated Brady today.
Man, Brady didn't even want it. They didn't get it to the last second. He really was trying to give it back. He tried to keep giving it back to him.
I don't even know how they got the ball back.
I don't either. I promise y'all don't know. How you, man?
I don't know how
ridiculous.
The Raiders got the damn ball back again today in the last minute and still kept it up.
Come on, man.
All right.
Hey, it's been a crazy season, man, but you're going to get what you got coming, man. You know, you're going to get what you got coming. You 2-7, you're going to get what you got coming.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, 2-6.
Yeah, it's going to be some cuts going on, Jack.
A lot of shit going to get moved.
Yes, sir. But Thurston Howell III, thank you Thurston Howell, was that you?
Yes, that's me, sir. That's me. Hey, look, though, I do have a Lowrider audio request, if possible.
Okay.
It looks like, from my calculations, I know Daylight Saving Times went back last night. So you still got another hour. You still got another hour of broadcasting. If possible, man, could I hear a song called Magic Man by Robert Winters and Fall?
Wow.
Great selection.
Hey, Thurston Howard. Thurston Howard.
Yes, sir.
How's Mrs. Howard doing?
She's okay, man. Gilligan.
Okay.
Gilligan is on meth. Man, Gilligan smoked out and shit. He run around the island stealing from everybody, man, you know.
Yeah.
And, man, Marianne.
How are you getting the dope over there, though?
I'm looking for the movie star. What happened to the movie star?
Ginger be ripping too, man. She didn't went to Hollywood. She got on lashes and hair weaves and shit. You know, she got a BBL. She put coconuts all over her body.
Tell her Big Hank still looking for her.
Yeah, man.
He said she got a BBL. He said she got a BBL, cuz.
Ginger went and got her a BBL. It's collagen lips. You know the professor, man. You know, the professor blew her up. Yeah, yeah, the professor put some shit in her lips. You know, she run around talking about she independent. She don't need no coconuts or none of that shit.
they all losing their mind on the island, right? They never found a way out.
Man, it is crazy.
The people who always found their way in seem to find a way out, but they can never find a way out.
Right.
They just fucked around and found some cocaine on that island. They found some cocaine on that island. They good. That's why they stayed so long.
Man, something kept them there where they couldn't get their way out. But the visitors always found a way to leave.
They had it going on.
Yeah, that was great.
That was
the BBLs
good job.
Are now being done on Gilligan's Island, on the island.
Wow. Wow.
The world is really changing, right?
For real.
Shout out to thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Howard.
Thurston Howard the third.
God. Holler back, y'all. Don't you?
I got you.
Rogers.
Love you, Tweed.
Let me do this for the wife.
Likewise, sir.
All right, Tweed, I got you coming up.
Yep.
It's going out to Miss Norman right here.
Much love.
Going to my wife, man.
I won't hurt. I'll treat you ever so gentle. I'll make every little thing alright. Honey, you'll never forget the sign. Just let me. I'll be better than better, neater than neater, sweeter than sweeter. I promise I'll do anything you want me to. Everything a man in love would do. When the
right here going out to DJ Maniac Cameo as we go back and forth. Hey, yay. That's one out right there, the DJ Maniac, Philadelphia. Hey, check this out. Check this out right here. This going out to the tweet.
Oh, Robert.
OG Sundays.
Disappear and return like that. Cause baby, I'm your magic man. Yes I am. Tricks with cards are easy to do, and tricks with hearts will cast a spell on you. Cause baby, I'm your magic man. Yes I am. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hand touch your heart and make your love appear? I will stop your frowns and turn them upside down, cause I'll be around to hold you near. If your heart is broken, bring it to me. With a wave I'll mend it. Ooh, you'll see, baby, that I'm your magic man, yeah. On stage in life, I'll dazzle your eyes, and later on that night, I'll make you realize, baby, I'm your magic man, yeah. I'm your magic man, won't you let my magic hand just touch your heart and make your love appear? I will stop your frowns and turn them upside down, cause I'll be around to
that's going out to Thurston Howell III, a.k.a. Tweed Cadillac. Before we continue, we have another caller.
Caller.
Hello.
Hi, y'all. Happy OG Sunday. Sweaty palms here. Cousin Mercy. Y'all sounded really, really good. Y'all sounded extra, extra good and loving the dialogue and, yeah, and the happy feeling. You guys are just rocking tonight.
That's just up.
Yeah. It's a good, it's a good vibe.
Extra, extra,
like,
extra cheese on our tacos, extra, extra whipped cream.
Yeah, yeah.
We got that extra, extra going.
Yes, exactly. It's all not. It's not all bad, and that's what you know. I like to, you know, pump in music, and y'all doing that. You know, we get the good with the bad. Some good stuff that happened, and I just wanted to share with y'all because we were talking about the unsung, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction happened. I like that, but some of our people made it in there. Yeah. Dionne Warwick, the Eurythmics, Bruce Springsteen, Eminem.
Hold on.
Dr. Dre inducted Eminem.
Hold up, man.
How long overdue is that, though?
Right.
I mean, it's overdue, but like we said, we got to take the good with the bad. These people are still living. They're still performing. You know, it's going to be a whole other.
I got to pull that up now.
Blue Eyes Soul, that just puts the icing on the cake for that. Like, that really makes me grateful that we were able to do that show and highlight that group because they were a big part of everybody's culture.
And
Dionne Warwick and Eminem and Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie.
He led the Commodores.
So that put a smile on my face, you know, because that's what it's all about. And even when we're talking about Solar Records, I only know Dick Griffey because of watching Welcome to Death Row, that documentary years ago. I shouldn't have learned of him because of that, because I knew I was an artist. The Shalom are everybody, so, but I got some catching up to do on Unsung, but that was I was like, I gotta call them. We is all on the same plane tonight. It's a good vibe.
You're a good vibe. Keep doing you.
Thank you, sir. All we could do is try.
Man, she came with the Eurythmics. I know she ain't no, she ain't R.A. Chubb, you know what I mean? The Eurythmics, I was in the penitentiary 1988, 89. I remember the Eurythmics, 89, 90. Come on, man, that shit crazy.
That Annie Lennox, and I've seen her live, and she's like really full of soul. And like that lady, you know, she, and that man too, that music and that, you know, they took that Moog and they, you know, Stevie bought it to us, but they took that Moog and that synthesizer and they
changed the game with
kudos
that shit.
They changed the game. Then she was one of the ones that first rocked that short haircut, and a lot of ladies like Grace Jones. And it's okay to rock that. That's stylish. That's prolific. That's being your own self. I've been seeing, this is totally off the radar, then I'm going to shut my mouth. I've been seeing pictures of Blac Chyna on the internet. She's bald.
Totally bald.
She's totally bald. But do you know what? I love that. I like all those where she is just, I like her better like that. Her natural beauty and even her little enhancements. We make fun of her. That's not good. But she looks good to me. Like, I like that.
Yeah, she can rock
she
that
bold
ball.
Enough.
Yeah,
she can rock that ball. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's nothing wrong with that. So, shout out Annie Lennox. Yep. So, but y'all keep doing what y'all doing. I'm about to turn the speaker back on, Queen. Got y'all on speaker.
Got that pink working, huh?
That pink is working.
She
said, you ain't charged me in about a week. I said, oh, hold on now. Hold on. You want to charge him now. Hold on.
It's powerful. It's powerful over there. Yeah, that's a good speaker. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I am. Well, love,
love. Nothing, cousin.
Much love, Marcia. Check her out on Friday night with Queen Jean. Fabulous Flashback Fridays, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, every Friday night. Check it out. Let's turn this shit up a little bit, man.
Yeah.
Gangsta. Take us to the east side.
That's a good joint right there.
Yo.
What's up? This is DJ Yella, straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the world famous Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella coming straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the G Lou Show. You know what I said? The G Lou Show in the house.
Check it out. This is going out to Cousin Marcy, a classic. Congratulations, inductee, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2022 class, the legendary Eurythmics.
Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, PI, and you know why.
Hey, hold up.
Time or place. Oh, yeah. Be with your love, baby. options, there are none. First thing I think about is your lovely smile and all the things that drive me wild.
Got you, lady, drive me crazy. What am I gonna do?
Woo-hoo.
Got you, lady, driving me crazy. What am I gonna do?
So beautiful, don't you agree? We are feeling this cameo right now, so I don't want to stop the party. Let me do this for the Queen Jean, right? Okay, Sunday, little Queen Jean. Thank you. Thanks. Shout out to DJ Maniac.
Surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's great.
And I like it. From head to toe, she's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stone and my Eva Peron.
And I like it.
Yes, I like it.
I like it.
The way she wears her hair, yeah.
In room 1, 2, 3, she's elusive, you see, like the invisible man in drag. And when you come to meet her, you'll never agree that she'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious. And that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's strange.
And I like it.
And I like it.
Just the way
just
she
the
is.
Way she is.
Walking down the avenue.
I like the way she does everything.
Always
she
doing
does.
Something.
Blackman and the crew. One of my favorites. Salute to the funk. The funk lives on forever. It's OG Sunday. It's fabulous. Snow Rider Odie. But Hank's the gangster. Queen Jean. Check this out right here to hold up.
Oh, man. Revy Rev calling in, man. Checking in. Making sure I didn't miss the Sunday show.
You didn't miss it, Rev.
We'll be right back.
cause you are my love and you are my life. What my dreams are made of. So dream of this love I'm giving to you. Forget all your troubles. You know.
Check it out. I'm going to take you way back on this one right here. yet.
Ladies. I want to bring something to your attention. Something that you've probably overlooked. And that is, a man can hurt just as hard and deep as you can. You see, I had a lady in the past to hurt me real bad. And I needed someone to talk to in a very serious way. So I went to the best friend I had. And that's my mother. And she said,
get this shit back cracking. But we only got a few minutes left. OG Sunday.
Really gotta
Did it again, the G-Lou Show, OG Sundays, Hanks of the Gangsta Queen, Jean. Curiosity killed the cat.
Great show.
G-Lou.
Love the selections tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. He was doing it tonight, nigga. He was on tonight,
yeah. He had his DJ skills out there.
I'm glad you calmed Queen Jean down. Shit, she was on one, nigga. That shit, you had to calm her down. I love y'all, man. I love y'all. Y'all know I love y'all.
Beautiful
great
thing.
Show. Great show, man. Yeah. Great show.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
It was all the way
tonight.
Live.
All
oh,
the way
sure
live.
Show enough was. Show enough was, man. You was hitting the motherfuckers, man. You was getting them tonight, nigga. Went back there and got them.
Bro. Thank you, bro. I'm going to let you get ready. I know you got some business to handle, Hanks of the Gang, so you know what I mean, nightcap stuff, all that.
Man,
you know what I mean?
He been calling me and shit. I've been closing the doors, trying to get my, you know, I've been over here on my medication and shit, man, trying to get my personality right.
Right.
Get that extra twist in.
That's
you
right.
You want to be the magic man tonight.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, Queen. I was like, G-Lou, we need to come up with a song for that, nigga. Some kind of man. We ain't going to be no magic man because that's that old shit. But we might be some kind of man, some pimping man or something. I don't know, nigga. We got to do something with it, nigga. Something with that magic man. That shit's not.
I was thinking, man, because
hey, I remember when I was probably like, I don't know, but probably 12, 13, and my mama had the stereo system, man, where the speakers come out. I used to pull them close to the door, and I had my 10-speed with my mirrors and my shit to go around the mirror. I had all my shit, my reflectors, you know, all that shit. Sitting on the porch,
right.
And I'd be sitting out there, and then the little young ladies, they ride by on their 10-speed, because that was the thing then. And
right.
I'd be playing shit like that, man, shit like Magic Man, and shit like Ray Goodman and Brown, and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was the shit, girl. I'm for real. I thought I was the shit, the Whispers. Oh, you know, playing my, all I was doing was playing my mama and them shit. I didn't have nothing. I ain't had bought now album, you know what I'm saying? So.
That's some good music you naming, though.
Right. That's right. And then the nigga didn't have to do that. All the nigga had to do was put it on 1580K. They was jamming. You go back to it.
You go.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Back to it.
Yeah. KGFJ.
Yeah. KGFJ, come on, man. 1230, man. Come on. Don't stop. Don't play with me, man. Don't play with me,
that
man.
That is real old school.
Come on, man. KGFJ. That nigga went back to it. That was on the AM station.
Yeah, 1230 AM.
Yeah. Yep, and then 1580K, they was on the FM station, way down at the end,
But K-Day was AM too. They got FM late, but they was AM first too.
You might be right. You might be right, nigga. You might be right, but I know it was way down at the end because it only went to 1600.
Yeah.
Then you go way down to 1580.
Yeah.
Yep. And your shit be way down there. Yeah, that part. Cause we had fun though. Them was the days. Them was the days. Them was our good old days.
Yes, sir.
Shit to flip the script now. Yeah, shit to flip the script now.
Hey, man, let me get on up out of here, man. Hey, first of all, I want to shout out to you. First of all, shout out to you, G. Lou. You know how I feel about you, man. You always give us a platform, man, when we can get down that. Been doing it with you for the last, I want to say, 4 or 5 years, man. Keep doing what you're doing, cause you got a mission, man. You was predestined to do this, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. God got you. You dig what I'm saying?
You,
do your thing. And to my sister, Queen Jean, man, I love you. You know you're my inspirational leader, Queen Jean. I love everything about you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. God got you. God got you too, cause he put you in my life, man. I want to say thank you for that.
Thank
all right,
you.
And
love
then
you, yes.
Love you too. And shout out to my wife, man. That's my baby, man. That's my backbone, man. If it wasn't for her, man, when I got out, man, I wouldn't be right here right now, man. I promise you that, man. I would have been out there fucking up. So shout out to my wife, man. And then I gotta give it up to the man upstairs, man. Jesus, man. That's my backbone. That's what I lean on. When it ain't nobody else I can lean on, when there ain't nobody there at 3 o'clock in the morning, I get up out of my bed and walking around my house, I'll be talking to the Lord. You dig what I'm saying? And that's what I need y'all to do. Keep talking to him and talk to him like he your friend. It ain't no proper prayer. It ain't no certain words to use. You know what I mean? It ain't none of that. It's a personal relationship with your Savior. And what my pastor always said is that your praise should match what he brought you through. So if you happy that he brought you through the stuff that he brought you through, because I know I'm happy. I almost cussed it on the G-Lu show again. But I'm happy as heck that he brought me through what he brought me through, man, because I couldn't have did it myself. I tried to do it a bunch of times, but I couldn't bring me up out of what I was in. And he brought me all the way up out of it, brought me through it, man, turned me around, put my feet on solid ground, washed me all, cleaned me up, took my old stuff and knew me up. You dig what I'm saying? That's what he did for me. You hear me?
Singing that hymn. Come on. Go ahead.
That's what he did for me. So listen, man, give it up to him, man. Keep living like God has watched you because he is. And he got your back. You just got to lean on him. You dig what I'm saying? It's not just the words you say. It's your faith that you got to lean on. You dig what I'm saying? You got to believe. And believe that what you're asking for, he can do it. Because he can do it. I'm gone, G. Lou. Love y'all. Love you, Queen.
Thanks to the guys.
Love you, too.
Come on,
amen.
Man. That's all I know.
Uh-huh. Hey, man, let me slide in here before Queen Jean takes it. I just want to say I love y'all. Thank you for the love and support. Continue support. Much love and respect to everyone who tunes into this show. Whether you listen, you tune in, whatever you do, thank you for the love and support. We're going to keep doing it. It ain't going to stop. Shout out to my whole staff, Queen Jean, Flossie B, Hanks of the Gangster, all the sponsors, everyone who supports the show in any form or fashion. We thank and we love you. Like I always tell you, and I'm going to keep telling you, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week.
W-E-A-K.
I'm going to stand on it. Love you.
Much love. Much love to you, G. Lou. Big Hank, my big brother, to you and your family. Blessings and prayers to everyone. Let's keep the homeless, the sick, and the shut-in in prayer, especially around these times. It's cold outside. And be grateful for what we have. And I'm standing in prayer with everyone who's asking for prayer for whatever it is that you need prayer for. Thank God for grace and mercy. Take this week through the week. Try a little harder, but be a little better at it. Stay prayed up and keep your faith.
Try a little harder, but be a little better, man. Come on, man. I like that.
Yeah, that was hard.
That's a note to myself.
I never heard that
well.
I ain't never heard that one. I heard a lot of them. I ain't never heard that one. Try a little harder, but be a little better. Damn.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Try a little harder to be a little better. Yeah.
You can't help but try. You can't help but try to do that. You know what, man? Tomorrow I'm going to try a little harder, and I'm going to be a little better tomorrow. I'm going to do that. I'm going to really try to do that. Thank you.
Me too.
Thank
me too, bro.
Yeah.
That's why I say no to myself. Yeah.
That shit ain't hard. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's not like you. It was like you didn't do nothing outrageous. You didn't give me nothing hard to do. You like, man, just try a little harder, but just be a little better. Damn, that ain't too hard to do. I could do that.
Yeah.
I got you. That's pretty good right there. I like that one. I need to put that on the shirt. Try a little harder, but be a little better. I'm going to go get that right now. I'll let y'all go.
Yeah, you should. For real. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Much love to everybody. Peace and love. You know, and Ashe, Ashe, Ashe.
Yes, sir.
Next week. Have a great week.